Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Giants could be looking to do something in Philly they haven't done in a long time. They haven't won down there since 2013. Last time they swept the Eagles, 2007. So forget about the future for a second. Forget about Dart or Dable. This is huge for just the Giants' history year and the franchise. Beating the Eagles, I mean, that is something that is so special, and it just hasn't happened nearly often enough. The fact that they haven't won there since 2013 is a big freaking deal. You play there every year. You're bound to get one of these wins, but they haven't had that in years, and obviously looking for the first sweep since 2007. All right, we were talking about the rest of the schedule. I think there's more than five wins left on here. You do not, which I'm surprised at. All right, at Philly, so you're going to give them a loss here, right?
Yes.
Home against the Niners.
Loss.
At Chicago.
Flip. Flip a coin. I think Chicago's better than you think, but I know that they're
all
beatable. I'll give them one there.
Okay.
And I do it with hesitation, but I'll give them one.
Home against the Packers.
I mean, they already did that, you know, with the veto. I think that's one that they can win. I'll go two.
Okay. At Lions.
Loss.
At Patriots.
Loss.
Home against the Commanders.
Got to see about Jaden's hamstring. I mean, you could obviously win. I'll give a third win there.
Okay. Home against the Vikings.
Loss.
At Raiders.
I'll go win.
Okay, and home against the Cowboys.
Loss. So you give them five.
Wow.
I got that's four.
Wow.
It's four right there.
I give more than five.
Yeah, I don't see it. How many? Let me ask you this. How many games are going to be favored in? Not that that matters.
I think
they're going to
be favored in all four of those games, those final four.
Well, they're not favored this weekend. They won't be favored home against San Francisco, you know, barring catastrophic injuries, whatever.
Well, I don't think the Niners are an unbeatable team.
I'm not saying that. I agree with you. They're not unbeatable. They're not what they were, but they won't be favored.
I don't know what the spread's going to be next week. I can't imagine the Niners being big favorites, if favorites at all in that one. Maybe that's a pick-em. Maybe it's a Giants minus one or something.
I think the Niners will be laying a field goal. Yeah. I do.
Okay, maybe.
All right, so that's 0 for 2 in terms of favored. I think that they'll be slight dogs in Chicago.
Right.
Slight, you know, like 1.5, something like that.
All right.
I think they'll be home dogs, small ones to the Packers. They'll definitely be road dogs at Detroit, at Patriots.
Right.
You know, and then now we get to the point off the bye week, like where are the Commanders, where are the Giants?
Yeah,
there's too many
favored,
variables.
I think they'll be favored in all four of those final games, and I think they're going to win those games, and I think that they're going to get at least two of the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games. So, I mean, I have them at 6, and I think it could be even more. The way Jacksonville, they should have been the Broncos. They ended up being 8.5-point underdogs. They should have won that game. They were big underdogs against the Eagles at home. They won that game. They were underdogs against the Chargers. Won that game. So these games are not impossible here. I mean, look, it could go either way. Maybe they get spanked by the Eagles. Who knows? And I'm not even saying they're going to win this week. I don't have great confidence in that. Stay tuned for the picks later on. I have correctly predicted the winner of every Giant game so far through Week 7. We'll see if we can keep that streak going here. Maybe not. I mean, if I pick the Eagles, I'd like to see the Giants actually beat them. But I think the Giants are I think that they're better than just five wins in those remaining games here. Now, they're going to have to be, because I think anything less than that, then I would move on from Brian.
Man, you got them winning four straight to finish the season.
Yeah,
I mean, that would...
Three of them are at home.
I get you. I'm not saying it's completely impossible.
Dude, the Vikings stink.
You know what I wish, though, Sal? I wish, like, looking at this,
Yeah, some of those games were in the middle here.
Yes. All right, so you got Philly this weekend, fine. You couldn't have the Raiders after that instead of the Niners?
I know.
Like, the thing that I worry about, like, if I look at this, you know, apples to apples, I don't really think it's nuts to say, yeah, they can win maybe four is a bit ambitious, but three of those final four, and some of these teams stink. The Raiders stink. Who knows, okay?
Right.
I got you. But when you lose, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the six games before that, if you lose 4 of 6 or maybe even 5 of 6, which unfortunately I think that they could, where are you mindset-wise going into the Final Four? Not the same place, which to me lessens the ability to win all those four.
Well, that's the thing. You could make a case that they could lose this week 2 and 6, lose to the Niners 2 and 7. Now you're really screwed.
That's the case I am making, unfortunately.
And if they lose to the Bears, then,
well, that's a wrap.
Then forget it. So they'd have to beat the Bears 3 and 6, Packers 3 and 7, Lions 3-8, 3-9. Like, yeah, I mean, by that point, no, that's why I think they're going to be better than you would expect, even though they're going to be underdogs in the remainder, you know, of these next six games or so. But we'll find out. First one is the Eagles. Got to go get that one. Should have had one against Denver. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Peter is in Vernon, New Jersey. What's up, Peter?
Hey, guys. I was at the game. I was at the Denver game. I went to a couple games this year, and I watch every game. BT, you're talking about the defensive line. You're not seeing enough out of our main man, Dax. He's double-teamed on almost every single play.
So was every superstar. So is every superstar. Find a way around it.
Okay. Well, I know, but come on, he's not single covered here. He's double covered.
Pete, hold on. I got you. No superstar gets single coverage regularly. Not Watt.
Right.
Not Bruce Smith. I know he's interior. That you get double teamed when you're a star. Work around it.
I agree.
Okay.
But shouldn't that open it up for the rest of the defensive line?
Yes.
You get nothing. We get nothing from the rest of the defensive line besides Brian Burns when he's in there, you know, rushing the quarterback. Okay. And my other point, we lost two games this year in the last minute with prevent defense. It doesn't work. The Giants' secondary isn't good enough. I blame that on the defensive coordinator. We should have rushed the quarterback, make him throw a quick pass, and we win those games. But no, we sit back 30 yards, give them plenty of time, and they get picked apart. Two plays, field goal, we lose. It doesn't make sense. It just doesn't work. And that, thanks for the time, guys.
You got it, man. Listen, there's still frustration from the way the Giants flushed down at least one win and quite possibly two. By being conservative.
Look, I'm not going to pretend to be defensive coordinator here, and the caller makes it sound simple. Hey, do this, do that. I mean, send your resume to the Giants, and maybe you could be the next defensive coordinator along with Brian Daboll. However, I don't think it takes a genius or a football lifer or a coach to figure out that when you see three down linemen there, when they just got burnt by the same thing in week two, I know I was thinking, what the are you doing? Don't do it again. That being said, as Tiki pointed out, guys still have to make plays. So the defense that they had set up could have succeeded if the players make plays. But now you're relying on the secondary to make big plays, and that's not what I would be doing because the Giants' strength is not their secondary.
The secondary is really the weakest part, although you know that I like Flotney's comment. I think most Giant fans do. Banks, a totally different story. You know, what I find interesting, and we do this all the time, right, whether it's in the NBA, fouling a guy or not fouling a guy, up three, you know, like all these different things that come into question, strategies and philosophies, prevent defense, well, you prevent yourself from winning. You know how many times, whether it's from the start of the station, somebody has gotten on the air and talked about a Jet or a Giant win, not a loss, a win, when the coordinator did the prevent defense.
Yeah.
When it doesn't work, we hammer them. It actually does work sometimes.
Yeah, which is fine. My only issue is they've done it twice and cost themselves games at the, you know, with under a minute to go. BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll work into the NBA scandal when we come back. I guess the latest from Winhurst had something about the NBA potentially, I don't want to say covering this up, but
they got problems.
Yeah.
Big one. Bigger ones than I thought they had yesterday.
We'll get into that. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.